Welcome to English Grammar Spot. It is now time to put your knowledge into practice with a present simple exercise 1. In this exercise, I'm going to give you 15 sentences that look like the following sentence: I dot dot to play football. So I'm going to give you the infinitive form of the verb, and your job is to conjugate that verb into fitting it into the sentence. I'm going to give you a time frame. Time's up. I play football. Ready? Let's get started. They to walk 8 miles a day. They walk 8 miles a day. Remember, when it is a plural form, we simply use the base form of the verb. It usually to snow in winter here. It usually snows in winter here. Here, it concerns a third person singular, is, so we need to add an S to the base form of the verb. Water to boil at 100 degrees Celsius. Water boils at 100 degrees Celsius. Again, we have a third person singular, namely water, because we can replace it by the pronoun it, so we need to add an S. Also remember, when it is the present simple and it concerns a fact, we need to use the present simple. All trains to depart from platform B. All trains depart from platform B. Here, all trains can be replaced by the pronoun they, and since it is a plural, we simply use the base form of the verb. Those dogs to be old. Those dogs are old. Remember, the verb to be has its own forms, so it is hard to conjugate it. I am, you are, he is, she is, it is, we are, you are, they are. And those dogs can be replaced by they, so we use are. That cat to try to catch the mouse. That cat tries to catch the mouse. Now remember, when it concerns a one-syllable verb that ends in a Y and is preceded by an R, and more importantly, when it concerns a third-person singular, and here that cat can be replaced by it, we change the Y into IE, and obviously we add an S. The car to be fast. The car is fast. Remember, to be has its own forms. Now let's continue with questions. You to speak English. Do you speak English? Remember, when forming questions in the present simple, we need a helping verb. And with the present simple, we use the verb to do. Your brother to speak Arabic. Does your brother speak Arabic? Now remember, your brother is a third person singular, and so we need to use does. But don't put an S after speak, because the S has moved on to the verb to do. Yeah, so it's not does your brother speaks Arabic. I not to like pancakes. Also with negations in the present simple, we need the verb to do. So here the answer is, I don't like pancakes. It not to rain in July here. It doesn't rain in July here. Remember, third person singular, and we need a helping verb to do, so it becomes does. And don't put the S after rain. You not to know me. Don't you know me? Angela often to try to help me. Angela often tries to help me. Remember, third person singular ending in a Y. the child to catch the ball for me. The child catches the ball for me. Remember, when the verb ends in an S sound, here, catch, and it concerns a third person singular, we have to put ES after the base form of the verb. Final question to do your sister your homework. Does your sister do your homework? This must look a little strange because we use the verb to do twice here, but first we use does obviously as a helping verb, and the second do is a lexical verb. It adds meaning to the sentence. Here the meaning of making. I thank you for your attention and I hope you did well. But if you need to know extra information, simply go to youtube.com/englishgrammarspot or www.englishgrammarspot.com to watch the video on the present simple again or watch my other videos.